You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, knucklehead, what's going on?
Well, I would like to talk to you about youth sports. Jer on sports. Look at this.
I got all day.
This is
for
a
this.
First. I would also like to hold up this, Dom. This is 4 pages of the basketball guidelines that are going to be in effect starting tonight when I take my son to the new Skills and Drills basketball camp that he's going to be.
How many pages?
Starting up.
4.
1, 2, 3, 4. Top to bottom with rules.
Are these mostly like social distancing rules?
Pretty much. This is just a major CYA when it comes to getting back out there and letting your kids participate in sports. Now, like, this is basketball that, like I said, is just skills and drills. Like, there is not even going to be games involved. So it's just a chance for the kids to get back out there, have some fun with their peers, be outside, and still kind of practice how to pass.
Do the crossover
dribble? I don't know if they can pass. I don't even know really where to start on this. Practices are going to be separated by 15-minute intervals. So when one practice ends, they got to have a 15-minute break before the next one even starts.
To let the bugs clear out?
Kind of blow out of there, let the wind take them, I guess. Parents are permitted there, but they've got to stay 6 feet apart as you're standing there watching your kids. Of course, masks are going to be required. Before every practice, coaches have to ask the kids how they're feeling. They have to take their temperature. They have to ask if they've been coughing or have had shortness of breath, chills, muscle aches, sore throat, or a loss of taste or smell. All the symptoms for the Rona.
So far, I'm not opposed to any of this.
I mean, I'm not opposed to any of this either, but it's just kind of... a lot when you just want to go out and play a little basketball. Parents, consider not carpooling. You have to ensure that your child's clothes are washed after each training session. All the equipment must be sanitized before and after every training session. We got to bring our own basketball. And
BYOB.
Reed is the only one allowed to use that basketball. No other kids can touch it. You're not allowed to assist your coach with equipment before or after training.
Again, so far, I don't see anything that I'm opposed to on this. What's interesting is that the kids can actually get back out and play basketball before the pros.
Right.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
So this is... So the kids will be wearing masks too as they're dribbling.
Correct. Yeah. So
this is really going to be pretty wild.
I mean, it's good for them. At least they're getting out. But I mean, I could continue. I don't think I will.
No, you got the point across.
There's 15, 16, maybe 20 more rules.
Wow.
No group celebrations, no high fives, hugs, handshakes, fist bumps, yada, yada, yada.
Can you imagine the committee that had to get together to put this list together? They had to sit there and say, what are all of the possibilities that we have to cover? And one person pointed out, well, you know, they have to bring their own basketball. And they're like, oh, yeah, right. Okay. Right. And they write that down. And then every kid has to, you have to wash all the clothes afterwards.
Make sure they have hand sanitizer. Wash your shoes off before you get in the car.
I feel for these organizations. Because if they don't come up with all of this, they'll just get lambasted by people.
Well, yeah, and it is one of those things where a parent could come back and say, well, you know, out of everything, you forgot to mention, you didn't check some of these kids for chills. Did they have the chills?
Right, you didn't take their temperature.
You know, but I do love, after 4 pages of rules, the very last one here at the end is, have fun and stay positive.
Right. They always have to close with the have fun.
And remember, just have a lot of fun while you're out there.
Wow.
So we'll see how it goes. I know Reed's super excited because a few of his buddies signed up to do this with him, and he hasn't seen them since school got let out. I'm personally excited because my buddy Matt is going to be there, so we're going to probably plunk down our lawn chairs roughly 6 feet apart and, you know, be able to hang out for an hour while the kids participate.
Well, give Matt my love. I know he misses me, so tell him I said hi.
He's a good guy. So, yeah, this is starting back up tonight, Dom. Youth sports, buddy.
All right. So what about people, whether it's youth sports or not, think about all the other organizations that want to get together that haven't been and have to come up with all of these same type of guidelines.
Right.
You know, it could be like our company, Slapshot Broadcasting, put together a handbook, not just 4 pages. They put together a handbook.
Like 40 pages. It was a lot. But you have to right now. You
have
to.
How to get back to doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right. That was dozens of pages.
It was a lot. But you have to, because there'll be repercussions if you don't point out all the rules, all the safety procedures. Because you know those people will be out there. Like, I find it hard sometimes going into stores now because I have to stand there with my arms crossed for 5 minutes reading their board of all the rules and everything before you even enter the store. But it's a CYA. So
it makes me think that, and I don't know why this didn't occur to me until just now, because I don't know, maybe I'm an idiot, but it seems like there will be an entire grouping of lawyers who make their living off of going after places that didn't properly point out.
It'll become a thing, I'm
or
sure.
Enumerate rules. I'll bet there will be it. I mean, I don't want to use a slanderous term, but I mean, it'll be like the ambulance chasing of the COVID era, right? Where you're going to have mm-hmm. people who make their living off of suing people
right.
who did not follow these types
of guidelines. You didn't have a sign posted, and my client seemed to get sick at your establishment. If there
right.
was only a sign, they wouldn't have gone in.
Yeah, and look, it's not just
right.
the attorneys. It's the people who would immediately look for an attorney because they want to sue anybody and everybody, because that's the American way. That's
right.
how you get ahead in this world, is
right.
by suing. And so I think that's why Slapshot Broadcasting has their booklet, and that's why your little basketball league.
That's right.
Because there is a troop of attorneys who are waiting. They cannot wait to get into court with these things.
Because, I mean, honestly, I was kind of talking with Nicole about this as a hypothetical. I mean, I really don't see any of these being followed through to the extent that they should be.
What do you
get
mean?
A bunch of young 8-9-year-old boys out there, and they're not going to be adhering to the rules, I would imagine. They're going to be touching each other's basketballs, and they're going to be close to each other, and I just don't know how many of these rules are going to be followed, to the T.
Right. But that's why, at least the organization can say, we told the kids, don't touch the other kids' basketballs.
Yeah.
And so they protect themselves, so then the attorneys would have to go after the other parents.
Right.
Right. One group of parents.
Ugh, I'm changing my mind on this.
Another.
We're staying home tonight. I'm
because
not going.
You passed the basketball to my child who had no choice but to grab it to keep from getting, hit in the face with it.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
You are making me change my mind, my friend.
Yeah, but when he gets that sweet crossover dribble
after
these
practices.
It's gonna
be so good.
Yeah.
But I hope that coach is out there with a tape measure tonight. Back it up.